Hilchos Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 3. This chapter contains 17 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter is certain specialized cases in which a ganef, a thief, is not required to pay the usual penalty of double or four times or five times the amount that he stole. This chapter also deals with the laws of a thief who did not have money to repay the theft and had to be sold as a slave in order to repay the theft. Halacha Aleph, Kvar Biyarnu Behilchas Naira, we've already learned and explained in Hilchas Naira Besula in the first chapter, Shekol Ha'oisa Aveda Sheyesh Ba'avin Misas Bezdin, anyone who commits a sin which carries capital punishment, which is a capital crime for which Bezdin inflicts the death penalty, Vitashlumin, and the same sin also carries a penalty of a monetary payment, Einei Meshalim, in such a case he will not be required to pay. Afal Pi Shehoya Shoigeg, even if he committed the sin unknowingly or unwillingly, and he will not in fact be put to death, nonetheless the fact that the sin carries the death penalty frees him from the requirement of paying money. V'hoisa aveda sheneschayev b'malkis v'tashlumin, one who commits a sin for which carries the penalty of malkis and the penalty of payment, loikev einei meshalim, he receives malkis and he does not pay. She'ein odom loikev o meshalim, because in no case do we inflict malkis and require the person to pay in addition. Lefichach, therefore, im hoya shoigeg, in such a case, if he was shoigeg, if he committed the sin unwillingly, oiloi hisruboy, or he had done it without the witnesses giving him the proper warning, and so malkis cannot be inflicted, mishalim ve'einei loike, in such a case, he pays, and he does not receive malkis. Bamed dvarim amurim, when does the law just stated apply that if he committed a sin which carries the death penalty and payment, he does not have to pay? Sheneschayev b'tashlumim im avoin misas bezdin kiyachas, if he committed an act which at one and the same time placed upon him both penalties, the penalty of capital punishment and payment. Or, in the case of Malkus, that the same act at the same time created the penalty of Malkus and payment. If, however, he first committed some act which required a payment of money, v'yachakach neschayev b'misas bezdinoi b'malkus, and only thereafter did he do something which placed upon him the penalty of death or malkus, oishen neschayev malkus b'misas bezdinoi v'yachakach neschayev tashlumin, or the other way around, he first committed some act which incurred the penalty of malkus or death, and then did something which required payment, hareiz eloike u'meshalim v'meis. In such a case, he receives the malchus, and he has to pay, or he has to pay and receive the death penalty. Beis, halacha beis is ketzad, an example of these cases. Zorak chetz b'shabbos, if he shot an arrow on Shabbos, mitchilas arba l'seif arba, from the beginning, it was in a public place, and he shot it from a distance of four amis, from the beginning of such a distance to the end of it, v'kara beged chaveri b'halichosei, and while the arrow was shooting, it passed by and ripped or cut someone else's garment, or shehidli godish chaveri b'shabbos, or a person went ahead and lit someone else's grain on Shabbos, he set it on fire, or shegonav kis b'shabbos, or he stole someone's purse on Shabbos, v'hoya megareroi, and he was pulling on the purse, atshehoitziyoi merishus habaylim, until he removed it from the property of its owner, shehi rishus hayochid, which is a private domain on Shabbos, lirishus harabim, he brought it out into the public domain. So at the same time that he removed it from the owner's property, he has also removed it from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and he has transgressed Shabbos, ve'ibdoisham, and he lost or destroyed the purse there in the public place, so he has to pay for the purse. Hadeza potem mina tashlumim. In such a case, he does not have to pay. She'isa Shabbos ve'isa geneva ve'hazik boim kiyachot, because the prohibition of Shabbos and the other prohibition, the prohibition of stealing or committing damage, boim kiyachos, the two happened at exactly the same time. Aval im gonav kis b'Shabbos. If, however, he did it differently, he stole the purse on Shabbos v'higbio isham b'shus ayochid, and there in the private domain he lifted it up and thereby took possession of it, as we learned in the previous chapter. V'yachak kachoytzio l'shus harabim, and only thereafter did he take it out into the public domain, v'hishlichoy l'nohar, and then he threw it away into a river or some such thing, so now he has to pay for it. Chayiv l'shalim tashlumei kefel, such a person is obligated to pay the double payment for the theft, shaharein is chayiv be'isur geneva, because he was obligated and he had transgressed the prohibition of stealing, koidim she'yishayiv be'ish l'skila, before he had done something which imposed upon him the penalty of stoning. V'chein kol kayetzibas, and so any similar case, since in this case he became a thief by lifting it up before he transgressed the Shabbos by carrying it out into the public place. V'chein, so also, im kitzatzilin chaveri b'yomtev, if he cut down someone else's tree on yomtev, v'hisru boy, and they warned him that this was a prohibition on yomtev, or shehidlik es hagodish b'yom kippurim, or he set fire to someone's grain on Yom Kippur, v'hisru boy, and the witnesses warned him, or gonav v'tovach b'yom kippurim, or he stole something and slaughtered it on Yom Kippur, v'hisru boy, and they warned him that this was a transgression of Yom Kippur, potem minat heshlumim. In such cases, he does not have to pay, because it carries the penalty of Malkus. Avalim lo yisru boy, if however they did not give him the proper warning, and so the penalty of Malkus will not be applied here, chayav b'tashlumim, he is required to pay, umeshalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha, and he has to pay the payment of four or five times the value, since he had slaughtered it or sold it. Halocha gimel, gona v'tovach b'Shabbos, if he stole something and slaughtered it on Shabbos, oy lavoy dezara, or he slaughtered it, he stole it and he slaughtered it as a sacrifice for an idol, afilu b'shgoga, even if he did it unwillingly, unknowingly, he had forgotten that it was Shabbos, or he had forgotten that avoy dezara is forbidden. In either of these cases, since it's a capital crime, and in the case of a capital crime, we say that even when the death penalty is not to be imposed because it's shoigeg, even so, he is freed from payment. Potem itashlumi arba v'chamisha, he is not required to pay the four or five times the value. Kemoisha beyarnu, as we already stated in halacha aleph and beis, halacha dalet, if he had borrowed a cow, and he had the cow in his possession, and he slaughtered it on Shabbos with the intent of stealing it, not only does he not have to pay four or five times the value, he does not even have to pay double value, because the prohibition of Shabbos and the prohibition of stealing had occurred at one and the same time, since he had not committed any act of stealing until the slaughtering. And since he is not responsible for payment for stealing here, he also does not have to pay for slaughtering or selling. Halocha hei gonav u'mocha b'Shabbos, if one stole something and he sold it on Shabbos, oisha mocha l'avodah zarah, or he stole something and sold it to be used for avodah zarah, chayiv l'shalim tashlumei arba v'chamisha, he is required to pay for the four or five times the value. She'ein b'mechira misa, because the selling, even though it's a prohibition on Shabbos, it does not carry a death penalty. The Ibnasis Malocha had b'Shabbos beis ha'mechira, that's only if all he did was handle a monetary transaction, which is only a rabbinical prohibition. But if he actually did a malocha at the time that he sold it, poter mitashlumei arba v'chamisha, then in such case, since it's a capital crime, he does not pay four or five times. Ketzad, for example, kegoin shaloi hiknaloi achatanuach b'chatzar halikeach. For instance, he gave it to him under the condition that he will not take possession of it, the purchaser would not gain possession of it until it would be brought to rest in the property of the purchaser. Shanimtza, it turns out, Kishahoitzi made a shus l'reshus, when he took it out from one property into the other property, into the place that belongs to the purchaser, Iser Shabbos, so Mechira Boim Kiyachos, the prohibition of Shabbos, carrying it out and selling come all at one and the same time. Halacha Vav, also Shliach Lishchot Loi, if he sent an agent, a Shliach, to slaughter it for him on Shabbos, v'shochat lo yashliach b'Shabbos, and the agent shechted it for him on Shabbos, since we say that ein shliach l'dvar aveira, no one acts as someone else's shliach, as someone else's agent to commit a sin. The one who committed the sin is responsible for it, and not the one who appointed him to do so. So here, the shliach is the one who did the shchita. Shochat le'ashchit ashliach b'Shabbos. The shliach committed the shchita on Shabbos. Harei haganav chayav b'tashlum arba v'chamisha. In this case, the thief will have to pay four or five times. Sharei zeh haganav lo yosav v'im misas bezdin, because the thief did not commit any capital crime. Ukvar beyarnu, we have already stated in chapter 2, that one who slaughters it, even if he himself did not slaughter the sheep or the ox, but he had someone else do it for him, he nevertheless has to pay. If two witnesses said testimony that he stole something, it matters not whether they themselves are the same witnesses who testify that he slaughtered it or he sold it, or if there are different witnesses who testify that he slaughtered it or sold it. Mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. In either case, he is required to pay four or five times the value. Hayushnayim meidim shagonav. If two witnesses testify that he stole it, ve'ed echod meid shetavachoy mochar, and there's only one witness who testifies that he slaughtered or sold it, oishahoyda meyatzmei shetavachoy mochar, or he himself it confessed that he had slaughtered it or sold it, mishalim tashlume kefel. In such a case, since there are no witnesses to the, there are no two witnesses to the slaughtering or selling, so he has to pay the double for the stealing, on which we have two witnesses. Ve'ini mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha, but he does not have to pay four or five. Shehameida biknas, because in the case of penalties that are not actual debts, one who confessed himself, potter, he is not required to pay. Kemoshe Beyarnu, as we've already stated in Hilchas Nizkei Momen. Halacha Ches, Misha Hoida Beknas, one who confessed concerning a case where he would ordinarily be required to pay a penalty, V'yachakach Bo Eidim, and after he had confessed, witnesses appeared. Then the law is as follows. If his original confession had been before the court in Bezdin, Ube Bezdin, and in the courthouse, Potter, then that confession stands, and even the witnesses afterwards cannot require him to pay the penalty. If, however, his confession was not in front of the Bezdin, or his confession was before only two judges and not three, and thereafter witnesses appeared, in such a case his confession is disregarded and he is required to pay the penalty, the monetary penalty, because of their testimony. Halacha tes, ketzat, for example, hoyda bebezdin, if he confessed in Bezdin Shagonav that he had stolen it, v'achakach bo eidim Shagonav, and thereafter witnesses came and testified that he had stolen it, potem min hakefel, he is not required to pay double, sharechi of atzmei bakeren, because he himself, by his testimony, had obligated himself to pay the principal before the witnesses had arrived. Aval im Omar, if he said, however, loy gonavti, he said, I did not steal it, shapotar atzmi min hakoil. Now, his statement would serve, in the absence of witnesses, to free him from paying anything. Ubo eidim shagonav, and now witnesses appear and say he did steal it. V'chozav v'omar v'bezdin, and now he says in Bezdin, he says, yes, all right, I agree, the witnesses are saying the truth. And tavachti oy macharti, and I confess that not only did I steal it, but I slaughtered it or sold it. Now, in Bawe, the Macha Kashatabaruch Ummachar, now thereafter, if witnesses arrive and testify that he slaughtered it or sold it, Meshalim Tashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, in such a case, he has not freed himself and he has to pay four or five times. Lefisha Pota Atzmai Tchila Miklum, because his original statement would have served to free him from any payment, until witnesses arrived. So now his further statement is not taken as a confession to free him. If one stole an ox that belonged to two partners, and he slaughtered it or sold it, and then he appeared in Bezdin and he confessed to one of the owners, the kofar ba'acher, and to the other owner, he denied the claim. And thereafter, witnesses arrive and testify that he stole it and slaughtered or sold it. So then he has to pay the penalty only to the partner to whom he had denied the claim. And he pays him five half oxen or five half sheep. In other words, his half of the penalty. Halacha Yud Aleph, Din Haganav, L'Shalim HaKeren V'HaKeifel. The law concerning of the Haganav, a thief, is that he must pay the principal that he stole, along with the double payment, Oitashlumi Arba V'Chamisha, or along with the penalty of payment of four or five times, Min HaMetaltelin Shaloi. He must pay it out of his movable property. Im Loi Nimtzi Uloi Metaltelin, if he has no movable property, Bezdin Yardin L'Nechosav, then Bezdin will confiscate his real estate, V'Goyven HaKoil, and they take everything, the entire payment, Min HaYofash HaBinechosav, from the best of his property, Gishar HaNizokin, as we have learned in Hilchas Nizkei Mammon, concerning any others who commit damage, Shenamar Bahem, concerning them, the Pasuk says, Meitav Sadehu, the best of his fields, V'im Ein Loi, Loi Karka V'Loi Metaltelim, if he has neither real estate nor movable property to collect from, Bezdin Moichr Moisai, then the Bezdin will sell him as a slave, Benoisnim Damav Lanizak, and the money that they receive for him is given to the one against whom the damage was committed. That is the victim of the theft. Shenema, as the Pasuk says there in Mishpatim, Im Ein Loi, if he does not have what to pay from, V'nim Karbik Nevasa, he shall be sold on account of his theft. Halacha Yud Beis, Ha'ish Nim Karbik Nevasa, Avaloi Ha'isha, a man can be sold because of his theft, but not a woman. V'dover Zemi Pia Kabbalah, and this is learned by oral tradition. Vein Agan of Nimkar Ela Bakeren, and a thief is sold only for the purpose of paying back the principal amount that he stole. Aval Bakefel, but concerning the double amount, Oy Betashlumi Arba V'Chamish, or the penalty of four or five times, Eni Nimkar, he is not to be sold in order to pay this. Ela Hareza Olav Choy V'Cheyashir, if he does not have money to pay this penalty, then it remains a debt until he becomes wealthy and is able to pay it. Halacha Yud Gimel, Gonav es Hagoyoy Hegdish, if he stole from a non-Jew or he stole from the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash, Einei Nimker Al HaKeren, he's not sold as a slave even to repay the principal. Elo Hareze Olav Choy V'Cheyashir, but the whole thing remains a debt until he becomes wealthy and is able to pay. Halacha Yud Dalet, Hoya Keren Hagneva Shav Emeya, if the principal amount of the theft was 100, and the thief is only worth to be sold as a slave 50. Hareza Nimkar, he is to be sold. Ushar HaKeren, Im HaKeifel Olav Choyv, and the remainder, the other 50 of the principal that was not collected, together with the double payment, the other, which is another 100, Olav Choyv, this remains a debt against him, Acheyetzi B'Shviyas, until he is released from his slavery after 7 years, v'yashir, and then he becomes wealthy, v'shalim, and he's able to pay. Hoya haganav shav emeya v'yechod, if in this case the thief was worth to be sold 101, and the theft was only 100, eini nimkar, he's not to be sold. Shenemar, because the posuk specifies, v'nimkar b'gnei vosa, he is to be sold to repay what he stole. Acheyu damav kulam mivloim b'gnei vosa. That means that his entire worth, that the entire money that is received for him, should be included in the amount that's repaid for the theft. Halacha Tezvav, gonav v'nimkar, if he stole and he was sold, v'chonav Chazar v'gonav, and then he thereupon again stole. Im l'sheni gonav, if he stole from a different victim now, from a second person, hareza nimka pam shniya, then he's to be sold a second time. Va'afilu l'gonav l'meya anoshim, and even if he stole from 100 different people, nimka meya parvim, he can be sold 100 times. This is, of course, an exaggeration. No one lives 700 years in order to be sold 100 times. It means no matter how many times he has to be sold. If, however, he has stolen from the same victim, from the first victim, he stole a second time. In this case, on this account, he is not to be sold a second time. The entire amount of the second theft remains a debt against him. He stole from one person, and then he repeated it and stole from someone else. And he repeated it again and stole from someone else. Kulam shutfim boy. He has not yet been sold, then all three victims are partners in the ownership of him as a slave and in the rights to sell him as a slave. Im hayu damav keneged hakeren shel shloshtam, if the amount that could be gotten for him was the same as the principal amount of all three thefts, oipoches min hakeren, or it was less than the principal amount of all three, nimkar, then he is to be sold, umechalkin beinayim, and the victims divide the money between them. Ushar hakfolis, and the remainder of the debt, debts and the double payments, choyvolov, this remains a debt against him. If, however, the amount that he was worth to be sold was more than the three thefts together, he's not to be sold, as we stated before, and the whole thing remains a debt against him, until he becomes wealthy and is able to pay. Two partners who stole something together in partnership, the penalty and the payment is divided among them, and the two of them have to pay each one his share. And each one of them, if he is unable to pay his share of the principal, is to be sold to repay his share of the principal. And either one of them, if his value to be sold is greater than his share in the principal that he has to pay, then he is not to be sold.